Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from Christmas break. And Christmas break and New Year break. I had to think why we went on. So tonight I'm so excited. Because one of my favorite girls will be on the show. And I am so just ready to have this interview with her because I love Tracy so much. She's like one of my favorite people I have on. She's nice and sweet, and everyone loved her. And so we are waiting for Tracy to come on. We are gonna be having Tracy on tonight, and then we will talk about the soaps a little. We'll put Tracy Y on when she calls. So let's see. So I love it. We are back. We are back from our crazy nice Christmas vacation. And I'm waiting for Tracy to call in, and I'm gonna put the boys on. I'm gonna put Bobby on.
Happy New Year, Bobby. Happy New Year.
Oh, Tracy's here, you guys. So I will put her on, and you guys can talk to her. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. Call in if you want to talk to the lovely Tracy. Lindsay Meltzer, I always mess up her name, but we missed her as Kristen on Bold and Beautiful, and she's here to talk to us about Criminal Minds. So let's welcome Tracy, one of our favorite girls on the show. Hi!
Hi, I'm going to help you pronounce it.
Yeah, well, really, you are one of our favorite women that come on the show, So David told me that you're going to be on Criminal Minds, so when is that going to happen?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me? Okay. I believe, Kelly Larson looked and found the date for me, and I can't remember what she said, but I'll maybe look it up while we're talking. But I think I air sometime in February, and I want to say February 19th is when my little little trilogy part begins, sometime mid-February. So Criminal Minds, after 15 years is coming to an end. So this is the last season. And
I can't believe
lucky.
That. I mean, Criminal Minds have been on so long. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of the best shows on there, even though, you know, I'm behind. But I love it. So I'm kind of sad to see Criminal Minds actually, the last season. But I'm happy that you got to be on the last season. So,
yeah, me too.
Can you give us a hint about your character? Oh, will they kill you? I mean, not kill you, you know what I mean.
I will try not to give away too much, but I will
okay.
say that I am a single mother who is in a little bit of a desperate situation, and sometimes when people are desperate, they don't make the best decisions. How's that?
Oh, okay. And so was it really fun working on it, because it's such an iconic show and everything, and did you really have a good time on there?
You know, I was nervous a little bit, because that's what's hard about and what I miss about daytime is it's so nice to have a regular a job that you're on, you know, that you go to,
mm-hmm.
and you know everybody. There's comfort in that. When you're doing guest stars here and there or films here and there, it's kind of like the first day of school all the time. So you feel like I felt like I was the new kid at school. And all of them had been, you know, together since elementary school, because 15 years, you know, that kind of thing. But everybody was really nice. And I don't know if part of it was, you know, because the show's ending, that everybody was just, you know, being all grateful and whatever. But it was just a very positive, people were very nice to each other and complimentary. And it was just a very nice atmosphere. For sure. I really enjoyed it.
It seems like a very nice atmosphere, you know, when you watch the show. And, you know, like I will get you on. I'm still working my magic. I will get you back on daytime if it kills me, because I'm sorry your face is missed on daytime. I mean, especially me.
Aww.
I miss it. You know, like
thank
we
you.
Always talk about, you know, there's so many opportunities that Bolden Beautiful has missed, in my opinion, lately, out of late, to bring you and Paula back. I mean, there's so
yeah.
much, you know, going on, and okay, I'm not breaking on CBS, because, you know, after all, Criminal Minds is on CBS, so it should be good.
Right.
But
exactly.
I just think that they should be giving you a call, because you know, you need to be back where you belong. After all, you were forced to, and, you know, you could really do Spectra and really go after Dollar Bill, which I would love to see you. And
me too.
Dad
I've always
mom.
Thought that too. Yes. I thought that would be a good twist.
Well, I've always wanted to see, like, a, you know, not a love story with you two, because you're already married to Paulo, and I love, you know, I love you guys, so I don't want to break you guys up, but I would love to see Kristen coming on and this kind of put Dollar Bill in his place, because I think you could do that. And it would
mm-hmm.
be really exciting to see, because you're like your mother in the way, and you're like Eric. So I think it's time for Bolden Beautiful to, you know, come back on, to bring you back on, to bring Paula back on. And I'm going to treat them until they get sick of me. I decided that's one of my New Year resolutions, even though I haven't made any, well, I just made one. And, yeah, and before I bring the guys on, because I know we have limited time, how about your Christmas and New Year's? Even though it didn't feel like Christmas and New Year's, it just felt like it flew by, but how about your Christmas and New Year's?
You know what? Honestly, this year was a little meh for us. We lost somebody very close to us this year. And,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it just made the holidays just seem different. You know, it was one of my husband's long-term best friends for 30 years. His son passed away, and his son and my son were best friends since they were born. So they're our friends, and our kids all just were best friends. And so he was only 18 years old, and, you know, we miss him, but then also just knowing how much my son and our dear friends miss him. It just, you know, their first holiday without him was just hard to, you know, find the joy. I was really trying to find the joy, but it was a struggle this year for sure.
Well, you know, it's really hard to lose someone during, especially in the holidays. I'm so sorry because, you know, that is sad because the holidays are supposed to be great. I mean, nice and whatever. And, oh, I wanted to ask you before I brought the boys on, did you have a chance to talk to the Tom twins? I mean, not the twins, the sisters, because you're doing that play, right? In February,
no.
Right?
A play?
Well, yeah. Wait, aren't you doing a play with them?
No.
Were you the one doing the play with Heather Tom and her sister?
No.
Oh, no.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, that wasn't you. Okay. It was one of the good, great, and I really thought it was you. I really thought it was you for some reason. I had you in my mind, but
yeah,
okay,
I
was wrong. So I'm going to bring the boys on because we have limited time, so I'm going to bring on David. Hey, David.
Tracy. Sorry. Hi. Tracy.
Hi.
How you doing? Happy New
good,
Year.
How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm doing good now. Yeah. I can't wait to see you on Criminal Minds. Can't wait to see you.
You'll be good.
Yeah, so I really glad out for you. So, I know you from the documentary. You want to tell us about the documentary you have? You did?
I'm sorry?
You do a documentary one time. Did you do a documentary?
Documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You asking about my documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been working on my documentary, fundraising for it, developing content, you know, finding people to work on it with me. And it's definitely been time-consuming, but very passionate about it because I really want to help bring some peace, you know. Get people to get along. I prefer when people get along.
That sounds a really cool thing.
Yeah,
and
you had a little time. They had a little time. They would love to see you back on soaps soon, too. You and Pablo. You'll soon get y'all back on soaps. And thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
David, did you have anything else?
No, I couldn't have them at time, so you're the Bobby.
Okay, well, I will bring on Bobby, so I will put you on hold. Hey, my little Bobby.
Hey, Tracy. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. Good.
Can
how
you
are
me?
You?
Hi,
Ken.
Can you hear me? Okay,
I
good.
Can hear you.
Good. I was
okay.
Inside a noisy place, so I didn't know if you could hear me or not. But anyways, thank you for the little Happy New Year picture, because I wished you a Happy New Year the other day and told you that I would call in today. So thank you.
Happy New Year. You're welcome.
Anyways, Carly said, it would be great to have you back on Bowling Beautiful, and it would be great to have Nicole and their daughter back on. But the only thing is, would be great to if it's a recast, because I know Romy's busy with TV movies and Graham's busy with other projects. So it would be great. So if it happened to be a recast, and if they can bring Rain back and bring a recast for her husband, that's fine. Because it'd be great to have you and your and cause it'd be great to have Kristen back on the show.
Yeah. What if instead of a recast, they brought back the original Zenday? That'd be cool.
Yeah. The thing is that I think he did a Hallmark Channel movie recently, and I don't know what Romy's other projects coming up in the new year going to be.
No, I mean
TV
the
show,
one before
or, you know.
Him. I meant the
oh.
one before him, Daniel Smith.
Oh, when he was a kid. Oh, yeah, it would be nice. Oh, it would be nice to, you know, see if he's still involved in acting, because I didn't watch the show back when he was a kid until
mm-hmm.
after Pop got the rights to it that night. And before it got taken off the air a couple of years ago when Pop dropped the same soaps at night format for both that show and YNR.
Wow.
So, but anyway, I would like to say my thoughts and prayers are with your friend who you lost recently. And,
Thank you. And hopefully,
everything will be fine come 2020, and I hope you and your family and have a great 2020. And who knows, maybe you'll be back on Bold & Beautiful even for a day or full time.
Well, I appreciate you guys not forgetting about me, out of sight, out of mind. It means a lot. I really did love that job, and I was actually talking to my husband the other day. I'm like, I wonder how different our lives would be if I had stayed on there, because I mostly just stayed home with my kids. I mean, I worked here and there, but I didn't pursue other jobs, you know, very fully. I enjoyed being home with my kids and everything, but just we kind of wonder, like, how different things would be, or what would Kristen be doing had she been on there consistently, you know?
Right, I know. Because for a while, you were Kelly on One Life Live before Heather took over that role, and it was seemed ironic that you would succeed her in playing Kelly, yet you two would work together briefly when you came back to Bold & Beautiful a few years ago. Now she's directing, mm-hmm. so who knows, maybe the next time you come up there, she might be telling you what lines to say and stuff like that.
You never know. It's a funny world. You never know where things are going to lead, but yeah, it would be fun. I would really enjoy that. A lot. It was a good job, and I enjoy daytime. I enjoy it a lot, but I prefer, it would be great if they brought me back more consistent. I mean, coming back here and there is fine, but it's hard to get into a groove, and every time I come back, it's such a long gap in between. I don't even know who most of the people are. I'm like, most people are strangers. Like, I don't even recognize the show right now. I don't even know who these people are.
Because with Steffi and Hope being grown up, and then throwing in some new young talent in there, like what we saw with Zoe and Xander and Sally.
Yeah.
It just kind of just totally different from when he was on there back then. When it was just particularly yourself and Catherine, who was still young, and she still looks great for her age, by the way.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
she doesn't age.
Yeah, but it's just kind of just interesting that you have some great talents over there now that wasn't over there back when you was on there, and then some great talents that moved on to primetime shows or moved on to bigger and better things. But I hope you have a great weekend and come back to the show real soon.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on and keeping me in mind and keeping
the faith of me coming back. Yeah, and please just whenever you have something to promote, and we will all be watching Criminal Minds, so maybe after you do Criminal Minds, you can come back and talk about your character, because we are all dying to see you on Criminal Minds. And would you be open to go to another soap? Because if you are, I'm going to treat Dave's and Young and General Hospital for you, because, if they don't want to use you over at Bold and Beautiful, I can try getting you, you know, on, you know, another show. So, you know, if you want me to treat, you know, to get you on other soaps, let me know. Because I totally would.
Yeah, I mean, of course, Bold and Beautiful would be number one choice just because of the history and, you know, my character. I loved it. But, oh, my gosh, I feel like, you know, I'm not married to them anymore. I'm free to date. So, yeah, I'm available for sure. I'm open and I, you know, whatever comes up. My youngest son is old enough now where he's, you know, a little more independent, and I would be open to doing something more full time.
You don't want to miss it when your kids are little, but now that they order and they tell you, get away, Mom, basically,
yeah.
I'm good, then you want to do your own thing. So thank you so much for calling in, and please come back, and anytime you need to promote anything or anything like David, and I know, and we will get you on.
All right. Thanks, you guys. You have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hey, Carly.
Welcome back,
hey,
boys.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
I'm Bobby.
Happy New Year to you, both of you guys. And David, I know we talked a few times during the holidays, and you had texted me a few times, but my thoughts and prayers are with you with your loss.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah, because just like Tracy was saying with the loss of one of her friends, your loss also happened. So it's kind of a bad time and a sad time for both of you guys who lose loved ones like that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, it was for Carly and Maggie and you all back this. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
that was
yeah.
Deferral tomorrow.
Like, we, David and Bobby and I and Maggie are all here for you. You know that.
Right.
And, and I wanted to say that my life has sucked for the past 2 weeks because, okay, you guys, I had to send two people back. And I need you guys to pray tomorrow. That my new TiVo that I'm getting, I upgraded from the 6 to new, thinking it would be better, but the two of them they sent me was stupid and not working, thank you. And so they were sending the 4 to new. So people out there, please pray for me because I need my TiVo back. I miss recording shows. You know, I'm not a live TV person, so I need my TiVo back. And, you know, I mean, thank God for Hulu and Netflix and Prime, but, you know, people just like watching, you know, their own, you know, shows on their, TiVo. So, you guys, please pray that,
you guys,
I have
yes.
no problem tomorrow.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Right. I won't.
Yes.
I'll pray.
And,
also, I know the Seahawks is playing Sunday, and but my
yes,
question is,
that's why I need my TV back. That's why, because I've almost it in my bedroom. And so this prayer for the Tivo world. So this tonight, this prayer for both of you, because I need your prayers. And Maggie,
yeah,
I think we're making good of
Sunday.
Yeah, well, we are playing.
Philadelphia and Philly.
And
yeah, we
are playing Philadelphia.
Now, if you win, did you get a rematch with San Francisco or you have to go to Green Bay? Because I forgot how the scenes worked after I saw it Sunday night and I couldn't pull it up on the website as far as the brackets go.
Well, and so everyone, you need to go and send all your good vibes to the Hawks for Sunday. Because we need to win and we need to bring home the Super Bowl. Because
okay,
if we don't, Coley is going to be crabbing for 6 months until the next football season.
If they don't win, they better win because I don't want to receive text after text all night long from you saying that they lost and reason why. But at the same time, I don't know how the brackets work if you guys got San Francisco next or Green Bay next if you were to win and what happens if New Orleans loses to Minnesota or whatever, how that goes, because according to what I saw.
Well, all I got to say is, you know, we need to bring, you know, the Super Bowl home to Seattle where we belong. Where you belong.
Yeah. You playing my team, Eagles.
And also, let's see. So we don't have a show on Monday, correct? No show on Monday, right, David?
No, no show on Monday. Wednesday canceled. Rescheduled.
So when is the next interview?
Wednesday with JC Julie from iCity. JC Julie from iCity. Wednesday tonight.
Okay.
Nice.
You said Wednesday, or what time Wednesday?
Same time, 8 p.m. our time.
Okay, great.
5 p.m. Pacific.
All right.
He's pretty nice.
All right.
He's been on some soaps.
And also, text that to me, David, this far I can remember, because my mind is like, you know, gone. You know, it's been. And also, I haven't been able, I have to catch up on this week's soaps. And
all I gotta say is
I don't want to get in a fight with someone on the air. But
who can that be?
How should I say this in a nice way? Okay, I don't understand what the hell is going on with Dave. I don't. It's more confusing than a jigsaw puzzle. It's more confusing than the impeachment hearing. It's more confusing. It's more confusing than ordering pizza.
We know how I feel. I'm still in the fence. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And according to what I saw on SoapCentral.com, Cassie Pryor has left the show, and Lindsay Godfrey and Greg Bond have temporarily left the show, but I don't know when Greg and Lindsay are going to actually return back because I don't know if this is actually permanent, or I hope it's not permanent because it was great to see Lindsay back on TV because I loved her on Bowling Beautiful, and she's doing great on Days, even though I'm far behind. And same with Greg.
Yeah, well, Greg got married to, what's his name? Andy Harmon. Happy news. I read that Carly leaving the show. Ava leaving Jim Osbo. I hope that's not true. Please tell me that's not true. Ava leaving Jim Osbo.
By the way, David, are you ready for tomorrow? Did you have everything in line for tomorrow?
Yeah. Need all set. So, gotta take a shower tonight, but I'll go bed. And I'm all set.
You know, I wish you didn't have to go through this. You know, I really wish you didn't. But just remember, you know, it's good closure. Having a
prayer,
so you know.
He's at peace right now, so.
You know, yeah, and you need that. And, so then, you know, but if you need us tomorrow, you know, you can always.
I think,
You know, if you need us tomorrow, just, you know, text us, bye, Bobby.
That's right,
yeah. Thank you.
And, and also, before we end the show, because we are just doing a half an hour tonight, just because I have to put something away in my fridge, though, before I forget, I don't want it to spoil. But just remember, we are back one day.
Yeah, we did.
And then, just pray for me and my TiVo people, and pray for the Seahawks. And Bobby, where are you?
I'm actually inside of Starbucks tonight. I was going to
do
my,
are you with your girlfriend?
No, I'm actually by myself tonight. I'm actually doing a hockey game tomorrow night with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you do well in the presents category?
Yeah, I did well during
for Christmas
holiday. I got something nice.
Yay!
Oh,
Christmas.
This year, it just felt like, you know, Christmas. You know, didn't feel like Christmas. It just felt like, cause I felt like Christmas came so fast from Thanksgiving to Christmas. It just didn't feel like Christmas, you know, the way it should be. So, yes.
Yeah.
So, we are going to end here, but we will be back for next show. And have a great weekend, you guys.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye.
you plan. That's how it goes. I know the valley's always darkest in shadows, but I know you're gonna be there up ahead. You're my light when I'm low. You're my warmth in the dark.
Wednesday night, so have a great weekend. Bye-bye.